and welcome to the James Market Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Neil Kraft. Today we are bringing you the fourth and final portion of our economic outlook for the year 2022. I have the pleasure of being joined by Mr. David James today. How are you, Dave?
Oh, I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we saved the best for last. Today we're going to be discussing the hot button issue of inflation. It has certainly dominated headlines in the past few months, and we believe will certainly be a point of emphasis in the year ahead.
Oh, it certainly will, Neil. And, you know, inflation, it really has an impact on both consumers and investors. You know, you take, for example, the Federal Reserve, and they have a kind of a favorite gauge on inflation. There's many that they could follow, but the chief one that they really like is something called the Core Personal Consumption Expenditure, or Core PCE Index. And the Fed says they want long-term to keep this Core PCE at around 2% or less. And if you go back to 1959, our research finds that when inflation has been kept at this level or lower, that the S&P 500 in the next 12 months, it typically makes over 12% returns.
Wow.
But when the inflation has been over that 2%, kind of what we're seeing now, then the stock returns are usually less than 8.5%. So we know it affects us as consumers, but it does affect us as investors as well.
That's a telling sign for sure. David, what causes inflation?
Well, it really can come from a combination of things. But normally, inflation occurs when we have too much money chasing too few goods. And certainly, there's a case for the economy having too much money in the system. You know, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, which was under $1 trillion until around 2008, it's now over $8.5 trillion. As the Fed has essentially just printed money out of thin air. And additionally, Washington has created a high level of fiscal spending. But previously, all this money was not chasing goods or services, so it really wasn't causing that high inflation.
So what's different from 2008, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that consumers are chasing too few goods. Is that correct?
Oh, exactly. And most of us experience this in some form or another. You know, when we go to the stores and we see that the shelves are bare or commonplace items, you know, things that we want, you know, and this is significant. You know, when inflation is driven by things more like monetary policy, the Federal Reserve has a lot of different tools that they can use, like raising the federal funds rate, really to tame the beast. But unfortunately, with demand being the primary driver of inflation right now, it's really much harder for the Federal Reserve to control.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But I do suppose the question on everyone's mind is, will we continue to see high inflation for this year ahead?
You know, I kind of find it interesting that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, he really has several factors that he monitors to get an answer to that very question. And these include things like, you know, are the inflation pressures broad-based? And fortunately, you look at it today, and we don't find that inflation is compartmentalized to just, you know, one or two areas like gasoline and cars. But instead, we look at in October, for example, and we saw annualized inflation gains of 4% or more in everything from meat and poultry and eggs to automobiles and what was happening with that to electronics and dining out.
Wow, just about everything.
And another indicator is what's going on with wages. And wage growth is often a cornerstone to future inflation. At the annual Jackson Hole conference, Mr. Powell suggested that there was, quote, little evidence of threatening wage increases, unquote. But that's really changed as employees are taking advantage of plentiful jobs and really trying to find better pay. And indeed, the wage and salary component of the civilian workers really has seen a record jump recently.
Do we see any potential signs of relief on the horizon?
Yes, yes, we do. You know, Bloomberg News, for instance, they report that a number of the import containers at the Port of Los Angeles fell about 30% since last month. That's something that's helpful for us. That means that they're starting to deal with the backlogs a little bit better. And, you know, this is a decline that you're seeing reflected in the container prices from Shanghai to Los Angeles. And additionally, Morgan Stanley, they recently announced that the auto chip shortage, which has really plagued the auto manufacturers, should now be the rearview mirror. They note that Malaysian fabrication plants are now back to 100% of operations, and that cloud data center servers deliveries are improving. And further, we look here in our nation, and General Motors said it was seeing a better flow of semiconductors and announced that their assembly plants in North America are back to running at regular production.
Okay, well, that's definitely good news. What is our forecast here at James Investment for the year ahead when it comes to inflation?
Well, looking to the coming year, it seems likely to us that inflation is going to remain an issue for most households. You know, that inventory levels, they're continuing to be low, and they're going to remain low for a while. And so the items on the shelves are going to remain sparse, unfortunately. And thanks to a high period of savings, there's many consumers out there that have ample cash and really want to return to normalcy, you know, following what we've seen with the pandemic. And these individuals, they really want to spend. But the good news is that the conditions are improving. And as such, we expect that the inflation should probably top out in 2022 and head lower as the year goes on.
Okay, definitely a bit of good news there to end on. Well, we covered a lot, Dave, and we really appreciate you being with us and sharing those insightful tidbits of research for us.
Oh, thank you, Neil. It was great to talk with you.
If you have any questions about inflation or our economic outlook for 2022, please be sure to visit us at www.jamesinvestment.com for more information. James Investment. Your future, our purpose.